Calling the meeting to order.
Good evening, everyone. Call a meeting to order, June 23rd, 2021. Sunshine Law, notice that this meeting has been duly advertised in compliance with provision of the Open Public Meeting Law. Please be advised that this meeting is being recorded for possible later playback. Everyone, please rise for the flag salute. Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Councilman DiDomenico has an excused absence. Councilwoman Hess has an excused absence. Councilman Jackson.
Here.
Councilwoman Sinnott.
Here.
Councilman Stropoli has an excused absence. President Randolph Sharp?
Here.
Mayor?
Here. Approval of minutes for council meeting for an executive session for May 12th. Entertain a motion, please.
Motion.
And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Jackson?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnott?
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp?
Abstaining from the main meeting and here for the executive meeting.
Council meeting for May 26th, 2021.
So moved.
And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Jackson?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnott?
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp?
Yes.
First reading, ordinance 2021-10 by title, non-contractual salary ordinance. Entertain a motion, please.
I make a motion that ordinance 2021-10 be adopted as read, published according to the law, posted in the Borough Hall, with the second reading being held at our next regularly scheduled meeting.
And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Jackson?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnott?
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp?
Yes.
The items listed below are considered routine by the Borough of Lindenwall and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no formal discussion of these items. If discussion is desired, this item will be removed from the consent agenda and will be considered separately. Entertain a motion for resolution 2021-122 through 123.
I make a motion for consent agenda resolution items 2021-122-123.
And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Jackson?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnott?
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp?
Yes.
Resolution 2021-124, authorizing for emergency. Entertain a motion, please. There's four separate ones. Yes.
I make a motion for resolution 2021-124, authorizing for the emergency.
And a second, please.
Second.
Questions? Roll call.
Councilman Jackson?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnott?
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp?
Yes.
Resolution 2021-125, authorization and agreement with the A&W Urban Renewal LLC. Entertain a motion.
Make a motion for resolution 2021-125, authorizing an agreement with AW Urban Renewal LLC.
And second, please.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Jackson?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnott?
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp?
Yes.
Resolution 2021-126, authorizing the purchase to the North New Jersey Wastewater Comprehensive Pricing System, contract number B195-4. Entertain a motion.
Make a motion for resolution 2021-126, authorizing the purchase through the North Jersey Wastewater Cooperative Pricing System, contract number B195-4.
And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Jackson?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnott?
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp?
Yes.
This time, I'd like to open the meeting to the public. Anyone from the public wishing to speak, please come to the microphone, state your name and address for the record, and please keep it to 5 minutes.
Diane Carey, 637 Fifth Avenue. I just wanted to address something, but I see Joe DiDomenico is not here. I just wanted to know why every time I say something, he has to attack me on anything that I say or do. I think it's ridiculous. I mean, it's been going on for years, and it's never stopping. And I don't think it's right. I can voice my opinion, and he doesn't need to always attack me. And then the second thing I wanted to know is, exactly what does everyone on council do? Like, do they do community service, or do they just give a report that someone gives them to talk about? Right now, by the Patco station, I can't tell you how many homeless people are living back there. I've been taking care of them every Sunday, because I go to Camden and I think I went there. But, like, no one in Lindemol as a community is trying to help these homeless people. So I'm asking, what does council really do?
Well, I take the train every day, and I see the same homeless people that you do. I feed them, clothe them, call the VOA, call the police if necessary, depending upon what their situation is. I've helped place two people that were homeless out at the train station.
I do the same thing. I get it.
So I do things in the community. I also do work in Philadelphia with the homeless. I mentor children and teenagers and college students. So I think everybody has something that they're involved in, but I know that I'm fully involved in the community.
I can't answer for Jody. I know. I didn't want to say anything.
Okay. And thank you for being the only one who signs in. Everybody, please sign in when you're done speaking. Anyone else in public?
Hi, I'm Britton. I'm 577. Actually, I have a couple of complaints. First one is the property that just went for sale to the fire department. That's where all the detail here. I just wondering what the piece of plans are for that lot. Currently, it's a wooden lot. There are, like, you know, random animals back in there, and, you know, kind of more residential area. So the fire department pushing back would be kind of outside of the buffer of the residential area. So just looking to see if you guys, you know, have any foresight of what the
I know there's some talk about expansion of some sort, but you'd have to go to a fire commission meeting to find out and what your exact plans are.
I think, you know, the surrounding residents would just, understand it and respect the fire department community. Just want to be kind of be informed of that.
I'm sure they're going to have meetings before they do anything. But this was a win-win circumstance for us because it gets us off of our insurance, it gets us off of, you know, all the liabilities for the property, and they requested it, and they're paying for it, so.
Yeah, but I guess I think we just want to be aware of any developments with that property so that we can, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to be
surprised and kind of be influential,
maybe. I'm sure they're going to be putting out some sort of statement somewhere.
Okay. Second issue is that if you have a vacant property on 510 Rural Avenue, we have brought up before as far as having problems with the sidewalk that was cracked, broken, sunk into the ground from the gas pipeline, so that it was renovated there. We did have a representative, I guess, from the utility company that came out and looked up, and it has progressed since then. I don't know if you have heard of anything at this point, you know, someone's looking to.
Once I pass it off to Craig or for the code enforcement, I usually don't hear anything back unless they have something that they want to.
Okay. I'm not pretty sure, like, you know, and I do understand where they're coming from as far as, I guess, documentation and proving that they did the damage. I mean, I saw it when they did it. I talked to the workers that were there. They marked it in white paint, showing that it would be fixed, and then it just kind of never happened, and now the responsibility fell to me to kind of go back and show that it happened months ago. You know, I would suggest, you know, maybe if they can provide a report of all the areas where they dig up for their own future reference, and take some responsibility off the homeowner.
Let's see, what Craig, do you have anything to report on this?
Yeah, we've heard that this is a number of times. They come in, they look at it, but they never technically told us that they were doing anything, but those are those who provide us with the pre-construction video that would show the neighborhood before they started doing any work.
Right.
They've never come back to us to show us the video, or they keep telling us it's better to do it.
Right. Like I said, then the responsibility comes back to me, so, you know, my suggestion would be, you know, I can, you know, probably take care of it, but, you know, for future residents who may not be able to take care of it, for them to provide a report of any places where they're digging, whether, even if it's spontaneous because they can't get the pipes in through or something, and then have to document it themselves versus, because I was literally standing right there, and I literally talked to the workers about fixing it, and I saw them there, native market paint in that here I am. So, you know, it's a little bit frustrating, but, you know, I do want to kind of move on and let this be better regarding that.
Greg, can you reach out to the, or have Dawn reach out to the,
They do give us a comment prior to putting the room up, putting the map, but not what they have, that would be affordable. They don't have a lot of money to get the map, but it's always additional work done. We got them from the property.
Right.
But they don't have to own the room.
Does it show it on, the video? Does it show it on the pre-construction video? Well, if they can't get, show you the pre, Dawn's gonna follow.
What we'll do is we'll follow up, because we did have a meeting with them.
Yeah.
So we'll follow, Craig and I'll follow up with them.
And if they can't supply that, we'll put something on it.
And because it is a big amount, so it makes sense that it wouldn't be on the schedule to do it, but that's why I was kind of surprised that they were digging there, and I saw one there, and I quite put the time to talk to them, but because I knew that happened as part of the construction, I knew that happened as part of life. It's just a matter of, unfortunately, it's just a matter of paperwork in order for these types of things to get resolved. And that's only part of a person in the field to kind of have to stop and have to do. The last thing I do want to bring up is, over a year ago, we had a dog attack over on 410 Myrtle, where actually a couple of different incidents regarding the dogs there attacking two dogs in person. And just all enough, we submitted a petition this time next year after the charges were filed, because the property is cutting corner to the state park where children and pets go. Initially, that was dropped because they said that, you know, they had gotten rid of the dog, and then when we requested documentation of where the dog was at, they decided they still have the dog, I guess, because now it's moving forward. And I just want to make sure that the nearby residents are safe. There are 25 surrounding neighbors that signed that petition that have had experiences or concerns regarding that, just in their own personal experience. So I just want to follow up, since the court date is not until October, which is all through the summer, and again, it's cutting corner to the state park, to that park. You know, what reassurance can be offered the surrounding neighbors that there won't be any more issues?
Since there's a lawsuit involved in this?
I'm sorry?
Since there's a lawsuit involved in this?
There is not.
Well, in your email, it said that you have filed suit against them.
I have not, no, it's not a lawsuit.
All right, well, whenever that happens like that, whenever that happens, it forbids me from commenting on anything. That's why I never got back to you on that.
Right.
That's why I didn't.
Okay.
But as far as I know, Wayne has written them up a couple of times. Whatever's going on in the court situation with him, that would be with him, and you can call him and ask him where it stands. I mean, code office will, you know, give you that information.
Yeah, I mean, we just want some reassurance that the, you know, dogs are not located there and that the neighborhood is safe. I mean, that's the whole point of the petition. We understand there's other charges being filed, but that doesn't do anything for us in the meantime until those charges are processed. We've had three attacks. I mean,
recently?
By the time we get a fourth attack.
Recently, or has it been over, it's been over a year?
Since a year.
Yeah,
but at the same time, you also have to stay under lockdown where people haven't been out to the park. So we have to take into consideration there.
Emerson Avenue.
Emerson, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You said state park.
Yeah, I'm sorry, it's not state park. Yeah, town park.
I think
what you're doing
is going up there, and the control she did a whole investigation. She was involved with the complaints. So, a 10-foot back, looking to it up. What did the judge, even though it's vicious, that was ruined to that home? The point is, here 10 days to make sure proper procedures,
right?
There was all the way to separate from that. All that was done, there was a fine for that. Fortunately, the court still got the court cases, and until that case goes on, the judge had to make a presentation.
Okay, so from the judge, that actually he stated he has no power to move the dog. He is not in charge of evaluating the dog, and that's what that petition was for, is to have the dog evaluate to see if it is vicious. And so that's what the problem is, because our court date, again, is not talked over, which is 4 months away, going through a summer when everything is looping back up with kids pet animals in the park.
You have no power or authority to go to this person and say, "You have to take your dog to get evaluated."
I'm not.
Only when it goes in front of the animal control.
Okay, so animal control is then disbanded by the governor, and it's then pushed to the local municipality. So then that goes back to you.
The police department, if you want the police department, I'd have an officer restraining that. She did handle a case, and she fought through it, and she sort of complained, and she went to the court. And unfortunately, that's right out of the law, and okay, not what she was done, but it was talked about.
So you can't do an evaluation so the court can make a decision?
No.
But then you have to gather evidence for that. I mean, isn't that an evaluation?
It's all in court, it's in court, so that, of course, it.
Can we present an emergency prevention to the judge so that he can get more evidence?
Exactly, that up to the court.
Okay, okay, how about you, that, if you give a call with that?
Of course. I don't know that I'm not that easy, honestly, if you can sort of tie and stop.
And you said you're superior?
It's true.
Oh.
And of course, I get the frustration that it's probably from more circumstances than her already. You know, of course, they shut down so long, and the background and the work that they do.
Right.
So, the more likely it's going to be a case from the very court, with witnesses present, that makes it even slower.
Right.
You know, they have so many, court rules, like apparently, we're going to bring in so many cases for trial.
Right.
So, I know a court clerk is working diligently to try to get that backlog, but that's kind of, you're kind of stuck in that work.
I just want to bring up the reality of regarding the paperwork. We have 4 months of summer, and it's straight across from the park, which we're going to involve. At the end of the day, should another accident happen, we can just tell them, hey, you know, they got paperwork going, you know, and see what the need that is.
Is the dog off the leash?
Now, the dog jumps the fence. They have a fence in there, and they just cleared it, no problem.
A year ago.
There hasn't been any issues.
Hasn't been any issues since.
There hasn't been any issues, but we've also been under lockdown. And again, we're in the summer months where it's not lockdown. So.
If you see dangerous condition,
Okay, but I work, so I'm not going to be out there. I'm just saying, you know, you're at summer, kids are off during the summer, you're going to have a lot out there. And at the end of the day, should another incident resolve, you know, this meeting will be on record that it was brought up in multiple times to say this is a problem.
Unfortunately, like you said, our hands are tied. There's nothing we can do.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
I understand the reality of it. I got to bring it to light. I can good conscience now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Make sure you call the court clerk to see what you can do about changing the date. Don't forget to sign in, please.
No, thank you.
Sir, go ahead.
Yeah.
Name and address, please.
My name is Anthony Parrish. I live at 919 Bentley Road. I'm there for 61 years. For the first, I say 20 years, we never had water running down our street until Linda Wall put sewers in. Now the water's been running down the street for 8-9 months, depending on the weather. Now we have water lines put in. Now it only runs down the street, it runs down now my pavement now. One thing is with fire insurance. How, if I ever need fire insurance, they see that running down there, I'll never get it. That's number one. The number two issue with deteriorating my curbing along my street where I live. The code enforcement came out on me less than he's running down the street and stopped because he saw the water. We talked about it. He said the water lines are leaking in the house. They're not leaking. My neighbors aren't leaking. I've had the water company out there. He said, well, I can cite you for that water. How can he cite me for the water when I consider it your problem? Because I don't know this for a fact, but I saw my neighbor, and he's dead now, that there was lines draining this property because there was a spring over there. When they put the sewers in, they broke the line. We never replaced it. I get nervous when I talk. I'm sorry about that.
It's okay. I can understand.
But the problem even goes worse than that. Now I wanted to fix my curbing, which I was told I own.
Yeah, they say the same to me.
All I want to do is fix where my lawnmower falls off all the time. I'm 85 years old. I'm pretty much in trouble getting that lawnmower on there. And he said, well, you can't do that without getting a street opening permit. That's $150.
One second. Craig.
I'm hard of hearing, so
I just, one second. This is my public works director. He's also in charge.
I've never heard of that.
Do you know what the situation is? Do you know any part of it? All right, let's talk about it after this meeting, and we'll see what we can do for you. We'll get back to you sometime tomorrow or the day after, okay?
I can't hear you.
I'm going to talk to him right after the meeting in regards to the situation, see what we can do, see what, where it's coming from, and then I'll have somebody get back to you within the next day or two, okay?
Now, the other problem I see, the payment, my neighbor's next to me, he's in there about 2 years. One of the houses they refurbished. When that was done, they just put a skin coat over the sidewalk, which was deteriorated. So you get the winter, it breaks up that sidewalk. Why was he allowed to do that? He also did the same thing on the Austin Martin side of the house over there. Now this builder's stuck with fixing this. And he was also told, in fact, he told me he was cited for one block already on that. Now, I don't know how true that is, neither. But why could this, why did that builder replace that sidewalk?
That I have to check with the construction department. I have to check with the construction department to find out.
I don't know, but...
But they're not here.
That's all I got to say.
Thank you.
Well, congratulations on living here for 61 years, sir.
Anyone else in the public wishing to speak?
Yeah, Raymond Morrissey, 343 6th Avenue.
You don't have to pick it up.
All right. Sounds good. First of all, I'd like to compliment you and the Public Works Department and any other officials involved. As we're reading about neighboring towns that are having delayed and missed trash pickups and they're on schedule. So I'd like to compliment you for that and thank you for that.
Good job, Chris.
I also have a couple of comments about the new yard waste pickup. First of all, I hope that you'll be open to possibly having a bulk pickup more than once a month, maybe twice a month, depending upon how it goes and how people's needs develop. I'm kind of curious because I was looking through the budget as published on the website, and I don't see anything on there to pay for these containers. So I was wondering, how are they being paid for?
Well, we actually have a recycling trust account. So a lot of times what happens is money comes out of those trust accounts and is therefore not budgeted. So it doesn't impact the property tax at all because it's a trust account where that money is coming from. As well as if there was any capital that we can use. So again, you're not going to see it in the budget because it's already being taken care of through a trust account.
Okay, so basically shifting existing funds from one to AZ.
Well, it's not shifting, it's just that we have a special trust fund set up for various things and recycling as well.
Okay, and the second question I have, which is, I'm not entirely sure, but I'll ask it anyway. The last council meeting, you introduced an ordinance, I don't have the number in front of me, by title only, about public waste, about yard waste collection. And it appears that these containers, I don't know what this ordinance exactly is saying, because it hasn't been had a second reading yet, it hasn't been passed yet. But does that deal with the new collection system and the requirements for it?
Sure.
And if so, how can we be doing this if we're being passed already?
That ordinance will be scheduled for second reading at the next meeting in July. And any resident who wishes to have a copy of it is more than welcome to contact me, and I'd be glad to pass that on to them. It has been under review by the attorney at this point, and then we're correcting some of the language that needs to be corrected by law. And then, like I said, it will be at the next meeting in July.
Okay, thank you.
Please sign in, sir. Anyone else?
Hi, Sarah Velma, 1201 Timber Creek Drive. I had the honor of meeting with Chief McCarthy and a number of officials this week regarding bridging the gap in community policing. We do have a number of community members who are looking forward to this Friday's Come With A Cop. We've also had a few questions about...
I cannot hear you at all, I'm sorry.
Come a little closer.
We've also had a few questions about Christmas in July. Is there a date been identified for that event yet?
Isn't that the fire department?
Yes, sir.
It's the fire department.
It's a... Yeah, I was confused because the flyer says police and fire are hosting it.
The fire department set that up.
Okay.
It's the third week of July, I'm going to be...
Okay.
So, I think we're trying to follow that.
Okay. Okay, alright, as soon as we know for sure, we can get it publicized and promoted, so. I hope we settle on a date soon, thank you. Oh, I have a second question. So I live in a condo community, the Village of Timber Creek, and due to number of factors, there's some property deterioration to the point of health risks and hazards. Whether it's pools of water sitting and accumulating and breeding insects, or it's exposed wires from upended lampposts, or it's inaccessible and overflowing dumpsters. Who can our residents contact to address code violations?
First up, you call your condo association first, and if they don't get anywhere with condo association, you call the code office.
Call the code
yes,
officer.
Yes, code officer will come out and review the situation and then give him a certain amount of time to fix it.
And when I contact code enforcement, how long should I wait before I expect to hear a response from them?
You won't hear a response from them, but they'll go out there and take care of the situation, usually within a couple of days.
So how do I know that, though?
Well, you can call back and ask.
Okay.
But they usually go out within a couple of days, if not the same day, go out there and check out the situation. They'll cite the owner, and the owner will have so many days to correct the issue, depending on the extent of work that has to get done.
Okay.
And then after that, they get another warning if they didn't get it done by that time, and then they go to court.
Okay. All right. I'll follow up with code enforcement. Thank you.
Thank you. But don't forget to sign in, please. Anyone else in public wishing to speak?
Trevor Shaw, 805 North Cross Road. We've talked about in the past how challenging our transient population is in terms of some of the infrastructure needs, particularly with trash pickup, and their knowledge or awareness of the various rules. Ms. Sharp, we've had conversations about developing a welcome page on the borough website and or welcome packs that would get sent to all new residents, maybe vis-a-vis the CO inspection report, so we know when the new tenants are coming in. Where are we with that? Is there an update we can provide?
Today, on how we're going to make that happen. We've got to do some connections in the office. And also with Craig to see maybe they can deliver a package. Well, you do, but we're talking about something a little bit more, taking it up a level. A letter from the mayor, a magnet, some other stuff there that welcomes them to the community and gives them some basic information about our websites and all that kind of stuff like that.
That's where your firehouse is.
So we are working on that.
That's called a newsletter. That's in the newsletter.
Right.
All that stuff's in the newsletter.
Right, but we get 8,500 people that lease and live in apartments. You tell us how often they change hands, so those people aren't getting the information.
Well, your apartments
are
a little bit more of a challenge.
Right, that's where the website will come in.
We're working on it. We're getting there. We just not on it today, and we just need to figure out the
situation. Right.
We're going to
work on it. Well, that is the brunt of my next point, which is I have another friend in Borky in Cherry Hill, and all of their trash, recycling, and yard waste bins come with placards stuck to the top that are all laminated that tell exactly what goes in every single barrel, and they're in both English and Spanish. Would we find room in that recycling bin earlier to put placards on the bins that are at every residence?
Hey, Greg, give me a second. Give me a second, but check into that. See what it looks like.
Can you send, get your friend to take a picture of what it looks like for us?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
So you're asking to wipe out the recycling truck? To wipe out the recycling truck? The wipe out the
recycling truck. You tell me that dirty loads are costing us a lot of money because you get bags and cans and the loads are refused. When you go to Cherry Hill, they have instructions on every single bin of what goes in the bin and what doesn't.
Anyone else in the public wish to speak? All right, Trevor, sign in.
No, he didn't sign in.
Trevor, just wanted to let you know, I'm not sure if you looked at the website. I know at the last meeting you discussed.
I'm on the list.
All right, somebody signed in for you. Thank you.
I'm not, Trevor, I just wanted to mention that at the last meeting you had talked about the parks. And so what we did was we put them on, but we still don't have the pictures. But just so you know, we took that under advisement. And we do have it all there. It's just that we're working on the pictures for it. So it's there. Before you go, you owe this lady a thank you for her letter that she worked very diligently. Well, it's coming. It's coming. But she worked very hard to get to pull it together. So, okay.
Mr. Massey, also, too, I'd like to say thank you to you for advertising for the county library about those classes that they have there. That's what your $350,000 pays for, so you can go there. Without that $350,000 that we pay every year, you wouldn't be allowed to use the Camden County Library System. So thank you for advertising for them so they know, so people know to use their tax power. But that's what your $350,000 for libraries in the library budget. That's what it does. It pays the Camden County Library System so that you can use the Camden County Library System. But thank you for advertising for that. Anyone else in the public wishing to speak? Seeing none, close the meeting to the public and entertain a motion for adjournment, please.
So moved, and congratulations to our class of 2021, Lindenwall High School.
And a second, please.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you very much, everyone. Have a good evening.